friend, this is Crystal, the queen of Philippine wrestling, and I'm here with Get Your Podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is TJP, otherwise known as TJ Perkins, otherwise known as the Cruiser Great, otherwise known as the Phil and Flash, and you guys are listening to Get Your Podcast.
Hey, y'all, this is Zay Zang at Get Your Podcast.
Yo, 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 it's the Get Your Podcast, boys. You're here with your homie, Juss.
What's up? It's Jay.
Nikola Vukovic. Okay, hey, it's Charlie. What's
up, guys? And it's Garn.
Yo, yo, what's up, guys? I mean, judging by all of our attitudes, you know, we got to be really happy, especially with what the Bulls did in the trading deadline today.
Finally.
You know what I'm saying? Jay, do you want to give a little bit of a report for the listeners that may not know what happened?
If you guys care, the Bulls actually did something and made a good trade under the first year of their new what, GM. What's that? That one black GM they got? They got new the European dude as the GM.
Arturo something.
Arturo.
Right? Yeah.
So great move getting a big man, a true big man, not those
an all star. And a recent all star big man. Proven big man. Yeah.
And actually, it's another center too, who's actually kind of solid. That guy from Boston, Daniel Theis.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say they were like one of the biggest splash in the NBA. And then you got the Heat. It's actually kind of funny. I'm flying into Miami tomorrow morning, so maybe I'll see some of the guys.
Hey.
Maybe I'll see Victor Oladipo and
just
fly
just
in.
Hopefully, just don't get arrested. Don't get arrested.
Yeah. He's come with breathing all over him.
But yeah, this is the first time in a long time I got excited for the Bulls, especially, and this is the first time in a long time the Bulls actually did like a decent trade.
Yeah.
Sure, they got rid of was two first round picks, but knowing the Bulls' history in drafts in first rounds, this was a good move for them because they can't draft for their life.
They've been young for so long, too. They've always had these young ass teams, but. Finally, they got some experience.
A good mix.
Now they can maybe make a nice little push,
yeah.
You know? And Charlie, you mentioned about having the three-headed white monster here with a...
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe the Bulls are slowly turning white. Let's see who to make their starting small four. Because we got what was it, Vukovic? We got Martin.
Yeah.
We got Theis.
Yeah. Theis, yeah. Zach LaVine can count, too. He's half.
Yeah,
he's half.
He's
half.
And then we'll start with Satoransky. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's go. This thing, now we're going to have, like, Matt Harpering and freaking, like the ghost of like Tom Corver and shit, and like maybe like one of the Barry brothers. Let's go.
Austin Crochet,
Kurt Heinrich coming Austin back from Crochet. Retirement here.
It's like the Bulls are looking at Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson.
Just wait, JJ Redding's gonna get traded again to the Bulls.
Right?
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Bulls doing something good for once.
Yeah, most definitely.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Guys, what a week of wrestling it's been. But this week couldn't start off without Fastlane. Fastlane was this Sunday. What were some of your biggest takes away from this Sunday, y'all?
I just only got one takeaway, is the ending of the Roman Reigns and Edge. And that's all I'm going to really talk about because everything else was kind of eh to me. But that ending, that is probably the most near perfect ending you could ever get. In terms of storyline, picking up storyline.
Agreed.
Just because you have Edge, like, playing both sides of heel and face at the same time. Then Roman, you have a true heel, and Daniel Bryan with a baby face. So Edge is like the wild card here, so you have no idea which side he's going to shoot back and forth. And the way they end it, probably, yeah, the best way you could end it possible with that storyline. Other than that, everything else I was like, eh. Sheamus and Drew, right. Seen it. Bianca Belair and Banks, seen it.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, seen that whole situation.
For me, I thought the Fastlane card was actually kind of like surprising. I thought it was pretty entertaining. I do like the Alexa Bliss versus Randy Orton match. That was pretty entertaining as well. Having the Fiend come out like Jason Voorhees from underneath the ring. I mean, which has been done before, but I mean, what else do you want in this era of cinematrix? And I thought it was really cool. I thought it was a good way to bring back the Fiend. I don't know. The look, though, kind of looks like burnt lasagna. Charlie, what do you think, man?
I thought he looked like the Toxic Avenger.
Right? I was gonna say California raisin.
Yeah, that's good too.
California raisin with vampire teeth.
Swamp Thing.
Oh, okay. Swamp Thing. Okay. I like that too. I can get
Dark Man without the bandages. I'm pulling really hard for that part.
Pretty good with that melted lasagna. I see that. I totally see that. It's like you went to a Olive Garden, you look down, you see Bray Wyatt looking up at you. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Tour of Italy ass.
Tour of Italy.
One of my favorite things about what happened was after Alexa Bliss straddled Randy Orton, right? Kim Orton like tweets to Alexa Bliss. She goes, "You fucked up, little girl." If I were Alexa Bliss, I'm like, no! Oh, God, I'm sorry. It's a storyline. Please get away from me. You're going to hurt me. I love Ryan Cabrera. On the way, Don.
No.
Wait, why does the Fiend look different like that now?
He's just edgier. Burnt.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, the kid, he's having some stress with the kid at home. He's like.
Oh. JoJo's good, though. Make you pull your hair out and melt and shit.
But back to the Kim Orton tweet. I don't get it. I mean, I know it was a fun tweet, just at Alexa Bliss. But, I mean, listen, she just wanted to see if the snake really will rattle.
Apparently, it did not. But yeah.
She just wanted to suck the venom out. Suck the venom out. Suck the venom.
Horrible. Well, yeah, it's funny because, you know, not too many – I mean, Twitter blew up about it, but same thing, like – Kim Orton's like she was the only one who thought it was real. I don't know.
Kayfabe. But yeah. I mean, finally, the road to WrestleMania is here, and it looks like we're gonna get a match with The Miz and Bad Bunny, which should be good. I mean, you knew that celebrity match was gonna come in someplace. But the one thing I don't understand is what's the deal with the whole Shane and Braun Strowman thing? This is a match that nobody asked for. Why do we have it? Can it just please be over? What's up with his dry fit?
Like we said before, he's trying out for Street Fighter, the movie.
Right.
I think he's trying out for Balrog, but he's really trying out for Guile. But yeah, we talked about that. But yeah, I guess it's filler because there's a lot, you know, two nights. You got to fill it with something.
Yeah.
I guess they don't – they feel like having an Andre the Giant battle royale will not matter anymore. But yeah, I can't explain why they're doing it.
I mean, Shane needs to get beat up at least once a year, right? So like, this is his time.
It has to jump off a cage once a year. So
it's just a matter of how something he's going to get his ass beat. Something like, what's Braun? You know, we had the thing with Miz, right? He fell off like that scaffold and then.
Yep.
Cage match. Hell in a Cell match.
The Hell in a Cell. Yep. So, yeah, it's a quota. The only thing that I don't like about, like, how they're going into the whole road of WrestleMania is, like, don't you feel they kind of fast-track some of these matches?
Oh, yeah, heck yeah.
Like, you know, they kind of just, like, announce, okay, Charlotte's not here. Okay, so let's – okay, Rhea Ripley, go. You're going to go for the title. Go now. You know? I mean, like, I understand that, like, WrestleMania is, like, not that far away, but – you know, I still kind of want to build for some of these matches, but it looks like they already got a bunch in line, and they already announced a couple of them for night one and night two, right? Like, I think they said that Randy Orton – or no, they said the Roman and Edge or whatever match is going to be night two.
Okay, and then Drew, that means Drew and Lashley's night one.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Or is it vice, one, is it vice yeah, versa? Right. Oh.
Right. That's a good question. But yeah, they, I mean, it seems like they already did that. I don't know if that's a Peacock thing or if that's a WWE thing. Mm-hmm. To me, I kind of like feel like it's just kind of like too fast, but
yeah.
And I think it's fast.
That's
it's
what
fast
happens.
Because it's fast because they don't have time. They don't have the space to like build all of these matches up. There's so there's two nights worth of matches. Like they got to have like a Raw Dark or something to have type of to kind of get those fillers kind of just.
Well, technically, they could have built these up months ago because they're using guys like two, three matches each Raw, you know, same guys. You'll see like, Hurt Business. And then someone jumps in. Okay, tag team match with the Hurt Business and someone else, you know, and then something else again.
Mm-hmm. You know, so Shane is like, showing up with his hat, you know.
Yeah. So they have other talent. Which bothered me, like when Lashley, you know, that segment when Lashley like yelled at the locker room. You know how many people were in that locker room?
Oh my
like
God!
Six. Yeah. There were five or six. Where are the rest of the guys?
And
are
did
all?
You see Ricochet?
Yeah, Ricochet just sits there.
Did you
there
see Ricochet like, wearing that? Yeah. Ricochet with that hat, looking like he's like Dick Tracy over there. Like
Ricochet was like, "Oh man, I should do business."
But yeah, that locker room is all like. It's only six guys. Where's the rest? Where's everyone else in Raw? You have like at least 50 people roster rise in Raw for Matt. Where were they? You know,
that was definitely the jobber locker room, though.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Them and Humberto. That was awesome.
I don't think Humberto was in that segment, so he might be in the janitor's closet.
Yeah, he was there.
He was there. He was the Rock. The Rock sweater and the gold chain. Look, if you look at it again, you'll see. I thought he was like mocking the meme, but I think that's what he really wears.
He was there. He was there setting up the PS5.
Right.
He was like a tiny version of Almost. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Mini Almost.
Mini Almost.
He's the Almost of Almost. Yeah.
You know, it's probably a packed locker room, but then you probably got a fat ass like Bo Dallas coming in and be like, "Hey, yo, there's some meatball sandwiches from catering." And everyone just got up and left.
He's taking it. Oh, hell no.
Guys, you have to take it. Or else we have to throw it away. You have to take it, guys. Yeah, but I mean, like, I do like what they're doing. I mean, I guess for the most part, it is what it is. It's WrestleMania, either way. But moving on to NXT, we got Stand and Deliver. We got some matches set up. We got Finn Balor, Karrion Kross. I think we're more looking forward to this. What do you guys think?
I think I'm more looking forward to NXT versus WrestleMania this year.
For sure.
There's some like with WrestleMania. There's only like 2-3 matches I really want to see,
mm-hmm.
And with NXT, they developed a lot of their talent, built storylines, and all those storylines are starting to come to fruition. And they're building new storylines still. That makes sense, you know.
Right.
So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to NXT. It's probably I'm gonna be the one more. I'll be more concentrated in that than probably WrestleMania for the first time in a long time. You know.
Yeah, I mean that's the one that like I think most of us are probably like more geared up for. Like mm-hmm. has the more like build for, and I think WrestleMania is just like you know you have your matches that you want to check out, but for the most part NXT likely will take it over.
And I'm kind of literally I'm kind of hyped over that ladder that they made the ladder match with the Devlin and Santos Escobar.
Oh yeah,
just because you gotta like
you know,
Devlin never really lost the title, and this should be like mm-hmm. make this match one of the best matches on NXT. I mean, it could be the best match in Cruiserweight history next to Noam Dar versus Jack Gallagher. But really, that match, I'm glad it's more than just a singles match because that, like...
By the way, speaking of that segment, Shawn Michaels, I think he took off his hat for a second. He got his... He's getting inspiration from Tommaso, I guess, in terms of hairstyle. Say hairstyle, the look overall. They both have the same COVID shed. They went like ice fishing this whole winter.
Gray waves.
ice fishing sure. in this whole winter in Florida.
The way I interpreted that that scene was when, you know, when he came out, when HBK came out with the ladder, I was thinking, like, you know, him being his cocky self, be like, all right, you guys can't do this, right? I do the ladder matches. So, like, you motherfuckers, you do your match, but the ladder match is for me. but like, you know, like, I, like, besides that that shitty joke, yeah, it was a great, like, it was a I was gonna say it. Besides that shitty ass joke, no, it was a great touch. It was a nice touch. I like was like, oh my god, he's coming out the ladder, because you know we all know him and Razor Ramon like revolutionized that ladder. It would be the only way it'd be cooler if like all six of like the Hardy Boys and Dudley Boys and Edge and Christian came out and held up a ladder and be like, here, dude, try to top that shit. Yeah, right, so right. I thought that was cool. And the other match I'm actually looking forward to is just this 12-man Eliminator North American match, because it shows that NXT is stacked like a motherfucker. Because
yes,
all those guys in there. I'm still like, I want to see all these dudes. Like, let's just have a 12-man battle royal, like freaking like, or I don't know, 24/7
war style. Games, war games match.
War games, yeah. Why not? You know, because like every single one of those guys would be great. And LA Knight.
Yeah.
Would be great. Like, would be great to, like, have that title. Oh,
if you divide – take that 12-man roster and divide into three, that would be a good – yeah, you're right. That would be a really interesting war game.
Yeah, for sure.
The only thing that would make –
but going back to what you said, Charlie, about Shawn Michaels.
Oh, no, sorry. I think we're all in a little delay. But what I was trying to say is, like, the only thing that would make Stan deliver that much better is a Xia Li match.
Which I think they're planning.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Is that happening?
Well, they're...
Oh, I would love that.
I still think the match will be garbage. I just want to see her.
I think it's going to be like the first match of the night kind of deal. The starter. Or no, maybe probably the filler in between the first and the third. So, if they do it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Probably the second.
Boa versus Leon Ruff. Boa versus Leon Ruff. Start it off. It doesn't start it off.
Where Leon Ruff just completely smashes him. Game over.
I was saying about the ladder. What if Shawn Michaels came out, just got the ladder, and like walked to the backstage with it? He's like, "Oh, just trying to fix a light bulb here." You know, I don't know. You're trying to.
This is my life in retirement. I fix things now.
It's not some big thing. I'm just going to fix something in the back.
Well, I'm glad that when HBK was holding that ladder, I'm glad that at any point he didn't lose his smile.
Where's the sound effects?
Wow, 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 wow.
Crickets. But yeah, NXT, there's one segment I do want to talk about, and it's the best friends emo segment, where it's like basically Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole basically having a little talking it out with security and William Regal there on the stage. It's a crazy thing. I mean, Kyle O'Reilly wants his friend back. He just basically wants his friend back. He's telling him, like, whatever, we're going to go have beers for it again. I mean, Kyle O'Reilly, I mean, I swear to you, like, when he's cutting these promos, he just sounds like a Twilight character. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he looks like he's about to go on a Good Charlotte music video after
Rich of the Famous.
Good Charlotte, man. I was thinking more like Slum 41.
They can be Linkin Park fanboy. Everything you say to me. To me. Yeah, I kind of like.
I try so hard. I got so far.
Man, some Adam Cole stuff was saying. Oh, yeah. I mean, he cut him deep though with "You're just a sidekick." It's like, yo, you're kind of true. No, I'm just kidding. Kyle O'Reilly is sick though. He's.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
What about the part when he's like yell? Like he does like this thing where like he yells so many times. Like, look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. When can we just be friends again, man? When can we just be friends again? And then, like, dude, Kyle O'Reilly with the improvisation, the theatric skills, the Oscar nomination type acting, man. He got up from the chair, walked around, then sat back down again, and then got up again, and then sat back down. I mean, he's really trying on these promos. And you know what? I got to give it to him.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cutting each other really deep in these promos. So, and plus, you could tell they have their history together. So they know what they're doing. Their match is going to be unsanctioned. They could whatever they're going to do. It's going to be crazy good.
I just like that that scene where they had the video camera footage of Kyle O'Reilly at his jiu-jitsu gym.
Yeah.
That shit was good. Because Adam Cole ran right in there, got his ass beat, kept talking shit, and just come right back, step right back out. I was sitting like, all right, what in the blue hell is this shit? At least he didn't go to Kyle O'Reilly when he was doing laundry at the laundromat or some shit. You know?
Or like he said he was gonna do, like go to GameStop, like he said he was gonna do, right?
Or he's at like Whole Foods, like looking at like tandoori chicken, be like, I'm gonna beat your ass, dude.
Start slapping him with the nod. Start slapping him with the uncooked.
I've never seen a gym that has that nice quality of security cameras. You know,
right?
Oh, dude! So
are they gonna steal their mats or some shit? Like but I see they're trying.
That was
a nice
looking gym too.
Yeah, it looked pretty good. Pretty good.
I liked it. It looked pretty. I mean, what's it called? Charlie, as a fellow jiu-jitsu guy, does that gym qualify as a good gym? Or?
Actually, a lot of jiu-jitsu gyms all look like that.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
But the way this would really happen is if someone walked in there and tried to beat the shit out of that guy, that dude would get his ass beat all day. Everybody would have got up and beat the living daylights. They would have broke up that fight whatsoever. They would have jumped and beat the living daylights out of him. But it is a jiu-jitsu gym, so instead of punching him, they would all crawl at him while they're on their backs. Like, kind of like scoot at him.
Like. Some dull seam leg trips. Exactly.
Just some really bad chafing. Just some really bad chafing. You know?
Charlie, that's a good point, because like Adam Cole would not make it to halfway through that room without someone else coming in and stopping him. Like, yo, what are you walking up trying to fight someone? They're all fucking trained fighters over in that gym.
And he put his shoes on the mat. That's a cardinal sin.
Yeah.
They would beat the daylight out of
him. Exactly.
Everyone's gonna take their belts and whip him in the back, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So like, you know, as a, like when you're from a jiu-jitsu gym, you're probably watching like, that's not gonna happen, but it's like whatever, you know. But yeah, like, so they tried. I'll give them an A for effort, because it's like they're trying to show like, all right, this rivalry is beyond the performance center. So good job. Mm-hmm. Good job. We like it.
Yeah. Was that a Gracie gym?
Yeah.
I thought I saw the logo on the door. Was that okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out. Cool. Shout out. My only knowledge of MMA right there. and it's Anderson Silva. speaking of best friends, okay, moving into AEW, I mean, QT Marshall, I mean, does he have real problems with Cody Rhodes? I mean, couldn't he just ask for this in a text message? Why does he have to come out on the microphone and call him out? You know what I mean? And just asking for a match. And then Cody Rhodes being a little too nice, saying like, oh, if I choke you, I won't be so tight. I'll loosen it up just a little bit.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's just, I think it's just the fact that we hardly see Dark. So that's where QT does most of his work. So I don't know.
Okay.
So yeah, I can't tell you.
That
really
makes sense. That makes
if
sense.
If this is going to be, interesting storyline, which is, I guess it is, because it's like internal fighting within the Nightmare clan, you know.
Right.
Nightmare and then fit. they kind of built it up in Dynamite where he's like, oh, he's not helping, he's not there to help hit the like Lee Johnson or Dustin or come in.
Right.
He's like taking his slow time on it. I guess they build it that way, but then not many people know about his wrestling, really. So the only time you can only see is Dark. So.
Okay. So it's like a Dark affiliate. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll get the Dark during our
last. Yeah,
call.
I mean, there are some banger matches on there.
Hmm? It's a little teaser to our last call, because I got something to say about Dark. But I want to say, if we're going to go to a little bit of winners and losers on this, I want to say a small winner is Frankie Kazarian, because he is about to wrestle Christian. And, like, kind of, where has Frankie Kazarian been recently? And then now he's going to be in a match of Christian, so good for him.
Taking showers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, shout out to him and shout out for the two of them, like kind of bringing up their past. Kind of bringing up their past. So I'm kind of excited for that too. Yeah.
I'm like, try to recall anything from their past other than TNA. That's the only thing, right? I don't remember.
That's the only thing I could think of is like them.
I don't actually, I don't remember them wrestling in TNA. I don't know.
They probably had like a one like small match that had nothing to do with each other. I just don't remember. You know? But I think they were going for like just their friendship backstage, which, you know, I can't see Frankie Kazarian and Christian backstage like as friends, but hey, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be exciting to see.
And can we go in on the Britt Baker promo though? Just a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Because honestly, that's my biggest loser of the week. That's the loser of the week for me because, you know, I mean, I get it. Like, you're trying to get heat and stuff like that. But if you're trying to say stuff, get heat. At least say stuff that's, like, believable, you know? Because like, when she's saying, like, oh, Mick Foley, it took you 20 years to be a hardcore legend. Took me one night. It's like, girl, you just did one match. Mick Foley did a lot of shit. You're going to say it took you 20 years?
I'll give her
and one like, thing. Come on, it's not believable. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, Charlie.
I'll give her one thing. She can truly become a hardcore legend in one night if she does pull out a page videotape or something like that. But no, like I'm 100% what you're saying because, yeah, like exactly. It's like, who really believes that? But then you know what helped Britt Baker was that Mick Foley put her over, like on Twitter. He just said, you know, he just said that stung a little bit. You know, instead of him, like, just, like, even saying, like, you know, that's complete BS, it's like he brought attention to that quote that she said. So I was like, oh, come on, Mick, chill out. You know she's full of shit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she was good saying the stuff about Thunder Rosa because that stuff's kind of true. Like, yeah. Thunder Rosa should be thanking her because she chose her to be part of that epic match and that's going to be in the history books as one of the best for that program, but then you go and say, like, oh, AEW, then the three next epic letters, DMD. It's like, do we call you that? I think I just call you Britt Baker. I think it's just your entrance video has DMD. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, she's
done. Right, yeah.
And, like, you're trying to, and they're also kind of stealing, like, the RKO thing, too, because that's, like, what Randy Orton kind of says.
Yeah. I also would have said she was kind of my loser just because she didn't really set herself for the next thing, you know, in terms of like the next big thing. Cause after that match, you kind of have to get some, like you have to move forward somewhere to a different direction. I don't know. She seems stagnant a little bit, you know, like she fought Thunder Rosa. Yeah. What's next? Is it going to be fighting Thunder Rosa again? But it's kind of hard to top and lights out a lights out match to like, let's say that her next match will be like a regular match against Thunder Rosa. It doesn't make sense, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah. What is she, my thing is what is her next step to like exceed, to keep going? I thought it would be title picture shot maybe or something, but clearly there's a plan for that title right. With someone else, not with Britt Baker again. So it's like, she's plateauing almost. She hit that high point, but she's gonna start plateauing.
I agree.
But I don't feel like she has something next, I guess.
Yeah, and I agree. And I feel like she's gonna, hopefully she doesn't kind of dwell on this match and be like, continues talking about it. It's like, okay, it happened. It was great. But what are you gonna do from here?
Right.
Kind of like what you said. So.
It might become like a one match wonder. A one match wonder.
She needs to go on some kind of like Gracie Hunter run where she goes and takes out all the Japanese women. Right? Like if she like just lined up all the Japanese girls and then just like start trying to take them out one by one, like you know, eat that Riho. Like I could really fix your teeth because you need it. Or like you know, but you know what I'm trying to say. As in like
yeah, I got you. Cool, right? I got you. Because, I got you.
You know like how they have like the Gracie Hunter or like or in New Japan they had someone called the Bullet Club Hunter. Maybe she could be the Joshi Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I like that. I can see that.
Maybe at least a direction.
if you're copying Randy Orton, you might as well call yourself a legend killer.
Exactly. There you go. Vicky Guerrero, you're next, bitch.
Yeah. Vicky Guerrero. I was going to say, yeah, my losers, my okay, so my winner and my losers for this week is Elias. Elias finally gets a match. He finally gets put in something. He has a small storyline with Shane and Braun. But then, like, we all know it's going to go nowhere. That's it. Like, they just use him for the match, and then that's it. We're never going to see his ass again. So I got to say, unfortunately, loser is Elias. Winner, this is kind of a stretch. I got to say the winner is anybody that got the Peacock app to watch Fastlane. It was crystal clear. No glitching, really. You know what I mean? Like, it operated pretty smoothly. The only problem is there's, like, nothing in the library.
Yes, I have to agree.
That was the only problem.
I went through the library.
There's nothing in the library.
I thought I was going to get something, you know, almost exact duplicate of WrestleMania. Oh, they barely had anything in that library.
Yeah. Barely. And it's like, I don't like how they have it sorted to search for things.
Yeah.
And the other thing I don't like too, the other thing I don't like on Peacock is that once the live feed is done, that's it. It doesn't go on to some other live feed. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like if you watch a show on WWE, it's a continuous feed of shows.
Yeah.
But you know, it just stops. Yeah. Like, that's
good thing with Peacock, since it's only $4.99, I'm only watching pay-per-views. It's still worth it. It's just, yeah.
Oh, yeah. $4.99 for pay-per-views. Hell yeah.
Yeah. But if you're looking for more content, it's just watch The Office.
That's the only thing they have. And D-list movies.
But yeah, speaking of winners and losers too, I kind of said Britt Baker, but I also had another loser, which is this rivalry between Best Friends and Miro and Kip. I don't know what. They've been stagnant too, and I know they're hyping this match. This match that was supposed to happen last 2 weeks ago, and then it got moved again.
Yeah.
So then it's going to be an arcade melee where they're going to be surrounded by arcade machines. So basically, they're going to Walmart install every arcade one-ups to save money.
How long has this feud been going on, man?
I don't know.
Forever, dude. Like 6 months.
I don't know. It's just
like ever since they broke that. Like ever since they broke that NBA Jam looking game, in that one AEW, it's been going on since then. The engagement. Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just waiting on Trent to come back until they're gonna like do something else. Cause
I just hope Miro does something like singles match like. Singles run after this, like go for the TNT title or something after this. If he doesn't go anywhere after this, like, it's like a WWE scenario all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
I want to say one winner I have is Matt Sydal because, he was the opener in that AEW Dynamite against Kenny Omega, and that was kind of like a sick match, too. Mm-hmm. And only because like he kind of hasn't been on like he's been signed to AEW for a little bit but really hasn't like he's been on Dark I think with his brother like they're a tag team but and actually leading up I was going to bring this up on for last call but he was on Dynamite. It stemmed from a feud that started on AEW Dark when Kenny Omega showed up. Like he had some spiel while Sydal was getting interviewed where he was like, oh, I'm trying to look for some suitors or who's going to be my next opponent. And then like, that's what he chose Matt Sydal. And that's how he became the opening match on Dynamite. And they're actually saying Johnny Moxley will be in the upcoming one as well on Dark. So it seems like they're having some of their big stars show up on Dark, maybe build that YouTube show a little bit. I mean, what do you think about, I mean, because honestly, I don't really watch Dark at all. So, I mean, maybe it's a good idea to get those guys on there.
Hmm.
Not everyone at once.
Yeah, I know. It's just Dark is such a weird – it's a weird show. Just the fact that they have Elevation 2 that they're promoting. So it's like dark and then NXT dark in a way. Mm. Or, you know, in this case, it's more like FCW dark than NXT dark. But it's kind of like, it's very convoluted. It's almost, it's not structured well, I guess, in the way where I wish you could, like, we could actually, you know, have follow storylines and whatnot, but I don't know. It's just too much of AEW, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not going to pay attention to any of those dark things. The only dark thing I will be paying attention to is Beyonce Knowles.
I thought you said Jade Cargill.
Oh, that too.
Oh,
hi.
Red Velvet. Oh,
what you trying to say, Charlie? What you trying to say?
I'm not a Red Velvet fan. I'll say that. But
this.
Like, I don't know. I can't get myself to watch like these YouTube shows. I don't know why. I mean, I'll watch for certain people, but like, I mean, they're all squash matches, which I really feel they should be doing on their main show because like more people watch. So that's how you develop who's good, who's not, instead of like, you know, getting like a few views on the side on YouTube. You know, then you gotta go by word of mouth or somebody saying, "Oh yeah, this guy's 9-1," and like, you know, if I'm not watching, you can't assume I'm watching this YouTube channel. So I'm like, you're going 9-1, but you might want 8-0 against Logan, like Marco Strunt or some shit. You
know? Yeah,
yeah. So it's like I have no interest in it. And I heard a little bit of a Big Show's commentary, and the guy like doesn't know his role yet because like. Yeah, you know, I mean, he's well spoken, but like, you know, like you have a role. You have a play-by-play guy, you have a color guy. And he was trying to do play-by-play over, you know, over the other guys, and I'm sitting like, all right. So Big Show's gonna have, he's got a little learning curve to go through, but I don't know. Like, hopefully they'll do better. I'm just starting to get more and more into AEW now because WWE is starting to suck a little more and more. So it's like, we'll see. I want everyone to do well.
Same. I don't. Yeah, and that's the other thing too. I'm with you on that, Charlie. I just don't have time to watch them shows, man. All the YouTube, man. There's just like, and to go with Charlie saying, they're not entertaining. I know there's people out there in Twitter and all this stuff. Like, you love dark. You know, you're an AEW ride or die. But yo, I ain't watching no YouTube dark wrestling show to know what's going on the main show. You know, for me, it doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. You know.
Yeah, and the only time I'll watch AEW on YouTube is when the pay-per-view leaked.
which is every time.
It's some little Portuguese guy who wants to watch everything on YouTube. I'm like, my boy, that Portuguese kid, you the real MVP.
He's the MVP. Sometimes, dude, I watch AEW highlights, right? And there's like a suggestion video from that same guy. And it's like they're at the end of those highlight videos. There's like these small Indian Bollywood stories at the end, and every time there's like the story continues depending on which highlight you're watching. Yo, I'm getting into that shit. Like, I want to watch it just for the ending. You know,
Bollywood and some shit. Go ahead. And something with the AEW highlights too, because I see that sometimes and I'm in a pinch, but. The way they cut it up, the way they edit it, it's like, I know they're trying not to get that thing taken down. So I think that's why they like turn up the speed or like edit a lot of things out. But can they do a better job editing? Like, even they try to do it, like, what's the point of showing a promo highlight when like, it's like as if you're listening to some like a bunch of swears on the radio. It's just like, it's all just gibberish.
Or the edits where they like randomly zoom in. And then zoom back out, and then zoom back in. Try like blow up the screen, zoom in.
Right.
Yeah.
And Justin, you brought this up too. They do a finisher. They don't even. They show like the like beginning of it of them like getting into the move, and then like they'll fast forward to the pin. It's like, what the hell? I want to see the.
Exactly. Like they show like for a one wing angel, they show him put him in the one wing angel, and then the next edit would be like. 3, and then that's it.
Like,
you know?
Like, I guess I got what I wanted. Shout out to those highlight guys.
Shout out to those highlight guys, man. Wrestling reality, yo, we watch those, man. I love those. Yeah.
Don't call them by their YouTube name. They might get
Sorry. But yeah, Jay, should we get into some last call with y'all?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Unless you guys have anything else to add.
Unless you guard, you have any awesome theories you want to get in before?
The only one I kind of thinking about, but it's a long shot. I think I talked about it last show. Is that that Raquel Gonzalez versus Io Shirai match? Uh-huh. I have a feeling it's kind of like it's going to pull off like a Shawn Michaels Diesel rivalry, where Dakota's going to screw Diesel in this case. I think that's going to continue on. And then my theory was that Tegan Nox comes in and saves Dakota Kai and they become a team again. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't know if they're going to be another heel team or whatnot, but that's my guess.
Okay.
I'll do my predictions for NXT TakeOver once it gets close, and probably next week when it gets closer. So gotcha. I think that's my only theory in terms of long-term storyline.
Gotcha.
Sounds good. I'll have some of my last call topics has some of the odds for WrestleMania, so maybe we can touch on some of those matches then. Okay. But I want to start off with NXT moving to Tuesday nights after WrestleMania.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, Justin, I know that's something on the side. You were like, I really hope this happens because I like that. I like, you know, getting the wrestling spread out over throughout the week instead of just having
Wednesdays, dude, have to cram everything together. Come on.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I'm in agreement with that. And I don't know if it's because of AEW, you know, allegedly beating them in the ratings majority of the weeks or.
Yeah, but it's not like really beating them.
I know, exactly. Thank you.
They're like pretty close. Exactly. They'll have NXT will have its moments, AEW will have its moments, but it's not like they're destroying them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really it's pretty close to me. So it's enough that they're gonna they weren't affecting each other too bad. But now with their switching it, you'll definitely see big number changes for sure.
Enough for NXT to get scared away and move, maybe. No, just kidding. I don't know. I mean, it's good for both. I mean, it's gonna help both of them out. And actually Impact responded to that by moving their shows on Thursdays now. And they said allegedly they're saying it's not because of the NXT move to Tuesday that they moved. They just felt they need to do it. It's like, get your ass.
No, they for damn sure moved because NXT is on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Because they knew nobody watches shit on Tuesday, so they were like, okay, let's go here, guys. Oh, let's move.
Someone taking our spot.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know damn well that's a definitely move because NXT is there.
Yep, so NXT is going to start that schedule change the show right after WrestleMania, so.
Nice.
Moving on, my only other thing is I just want to bring up some of the odds for WrestleMania, and I know we'll do a full preview of this down the road, but just going to go just for a quick run-through of this. Roman Reigns versus Edge. Reigns is a -140 favorite, so it's actually very close, the odds between Reigns and Edge. So, I mean, maybe Edge has a chance.
I think they might turn this match into a triple threat, so that's going to change.
I want that. I actually want the triple threat match. Gives it more of a edge, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes.
I don't get it. I don't get the joke.
Now, Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre is actually a pick'em. It's a, you know, it's even split.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could see that for sure. Did anyone want this match a triple threat if Sheamus won that match in Fastlane? I was just curious.
See, when I hear that comment about triple threat, all I hear is white noise. But I can see Bobby Lashley being, you know, pick him just because Lashley just became the champ, and I don't know.
I see that too. I could see this rivalry going longer too. So they're gonna do this. They're gonna do whatever the next pay per view is. I think they could push it all the way to SummerSlam if they book it right or book it smartly, you know.
And Justin, you know what's kind of funny? You mentioned about Kyle O'Reilly saying like, look at me when I'm talking to you. That's what Drew McIntyre does that too a lot. Yeah. Shut up and look at me.
Shut up, don't you give me respect.
Next match. Well, this is the first match as where there is an overwhelming favorite. They have Bianca Belair taking Sasha Banks' title as a -300, 3-1, -3, 1-3.
Wow.
Favorite over Sasha Banks, who's 2-1. They're really pushing Bianca.
You know what? I'm going to back up those stats because I think this is Sasha's first time going into Mania as a title holder, like a women's championship. And she lost. And she came in last time with the tag team titles, and she lost those. And we all know her streak of bringing it, going in the arena with the title and then leaving. She's not good at retaining, so I'm going to have to go with those odds. I like them. Those are probably the bestest odds I've ever heard.
Well, that's not going to help my chances during our sweaty session.
This rivalry, I also will expect this. They could push this to SummerSlam too.
Book the right way. Yep.
If they book it the right way.
Yeah, and maybe get their men involved. Get the men involved. Mikazi and the...
Oh, hell no. Mikazi versus...
He's gonna bring needles
against Montez Ford.
Montez Ford with his solo cup.
Bring cups.
He'll do some passive aggressive, like all of a sudden Montez Ford is wearing like assless chaps to the ring. He's like, yeah, what the hell, Mikazi?
He's gonna sew a pattern of a dick into his side of his leg.
And use it like how Bianca uses her braid. You know how she uses her braids.
All right, we got another shocker here. Rhea Ripley as the -200 favorite to take Asuka's belt.
Okay. This one, I know you're sick of me saying triple threat, but the Charlotte situation, I don't know what's going to happen, but that's possible that she's going to insert herself in there. I'm just saying. It's she did it before, they're gonna do it again. So I feel like it's possible because, you know, they're gonna have Charlotte not do anything for WrestleMania. Is that kind of weird?
That is weird, and it's also weird that Bayley's not doing anything either, too.
Ooh, yeah, that's very weird. I thought, to be honest, I thought they're gonna try have her be host of WrestleMania.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, but. I don't know. This match came in out like very quickly, and then the fact that Charlotte also called out Asuka too. There's a triple threat brewing in this one too, and that's you know, at least this one kind of makes sense. I think it's another one.
Now, what if I have an Austin theory? I just thought of an Austin theory. Like, what if they have the tag team titles and then they have a surprise, like it's a fatal four-way and they have a surprise team and it's Charlotte and Becky? I mean, obviously they would lose because it's like, it would be like Becky's kind of first match just to see where she's at. But hey, it's WrestleMania. Anything can happen.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. Is there any odds that Ronda Rousey going to be coming in?
Yeah, is that an odds? There's always like an odds I always seem.
I think that's next to pigs flying.
So big.
That's next to Braun Strowman losing weight.
Braun Strowman lost a lot of weight, though.
Oh, he's hitting a shooting star price.
I kind of just lost.
You should say Braun Strowman. Yeah, that's more odds.
I have three more matches here with odds here. AJ Styles and Omos being a slight favorite to beat the New Day.
Okay.
I wonder how they're going to do that match if Omos is going to. Is he just going to sit on the side while AJ does the work and then almost comes in late with a hot tag? I don't know how that match is going to work out.
Huh. I mean, they're in good hands. They got some good people that will definitely architect that match nicely.
And
what else were you going to say, Jay?
I'm curious to see Omos if he has like a big boot. I want to see if that can like
– oh.
That's the first boot that would go over someone's head and like miss someone. But yeah, I'm trying to think of his moveset.
What's that?
He damn near kicked the lights.
Well, good thing it's not a ladder match, or else they can just like put AJ Styles on his shoulders and just like win it right there without even a ladder.
He just has to just jump, not even jump really high, just hop, and he'll grab the belts already. He'll grab the belt, the briefcase.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to The Fiend being a big favorite, -500 over Randy Orton. You know, maybe he's choking on blood and then black, whatever, tar.
Black cum.
Oh, definitely. I'm still hoping for the Alexa Bliss Bray Wyatt fusion. I'm still hoping for that to happen. So hopefully that happens, where Bray Wyatt basically will just be coming out wearing Alexa Bliss clothes, and then be called Fina. Fina.
That'd be on.
So that's
Fiona?
The only thing.
Fiona.
So I. That's what I'm hoping for. I hope that happens, please.
I want to go with one. My one last one here is Bad Bunny, -850 to beat the Miz.
Damn, freaking Lord! I mean, you'll get value if you bet Miz. Just put like a dollar on Miz, you'll get something maybe, or you lose a dollar. Oh my God!
Wow, 850. Oh God.
So if you bet $850 on Bad Bunny, you win 100.
Worth it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's go.
I'll pitch in. $25 each.
$25 each. Let's do it.
Good Korean barbecue. Good Korean barbecue.
Let's just go to the Korean barbecue. Screw it.
Yeah, let's just forget about the bet. Let's just do the Korean barbecue.
$850. That's a lot of soju to drink.
we'll stream right. WrestleMania as we eat some bulgogi.
Chodo.
Panchan.
Kimchi jjigae.
Oh, get some man. I'm down, dude. I'm down.
Yeah, can't wait. That's the last one. Listen, anyone else have any other topics to bring?
I got one. Oh, got a few. Congratulations to Kane.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame, as well as Great Khali.
Yep. Eric Bischoff as well.
We did that last week. Yeah, but Kane on the bump. On the bump, Undertaker announced it to Kane directly. So that was a very touching moment. Kane was actually tearing up. It was very cool. That was very, very. It's very, very cool to see. And then Khali was on. I think they just announced it on their Twitter. But yeah.
Could you imagine what that Zoom call would have been like?
And
who would have gave it? It would have been like Vince McMahon.
It's probably Jinder. Probably told him. It's probably Jinder.
Khali, hey, it's been a long time.
Yeah,
I just want to let you know that you made it into the Hall of Fame, buddy.
Oh yeah, thank you. I can't believe it. That's what it really is.
Wallace and Gromit. Get y'all Wallace and Gromit. Okay. That was good, though. That was good. That was
okay,
good.
And then the other one, other news I got was Cody Rhodes and Brandi Rhodes got the okay from TNT to do a reality show.
Oh, yeah.
About their lives. It's called Rhodes to the Top. Yeah.
I like that. It's cool.
It's not bad. Not bad. Yeah, but I think they'll be a little bit more interesting than Miz and Mrs. So a little bit. Probably the same idea, but less goofiness, I guess.
It seems a lot more like semi-serious. It seems a lot more semi-serious than the Miz and Maryse show.
Yeah. I guess. But, you know, it's going to be more, I think it's more documentary than like a exaggerated documentary, I guess that's the best way.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Laguna Beach feel to it. I don't know.
Maybe like a John and Kate plus eight, like a John and Kate plus eight type of
John and Kate plus eight. but yeah.
I mean, could we have thought of better titles? I mean, End of the Road is one.
Ooh, I was thinking of a Brandy reference on the singer Brandy.
Okay, go ahead.
That Boy Is Mine.
We Be Sitting in Our Room. We Be Sitting in Our Room.
I Want to Be Downstairs.
Yeah, honestly, I'd rather watch that over Miz and Maurice. I think their lives are a little more interesting.
100%. I agree.
Maybe they'll see Cody bleaching his hair. They'll, you know, do one show about that.
They should do have one episode of them reading their hate mail. Oh, so ridiculous, stupid. Anyway, maybe y'all written for me.
Oh, and we have Charlie B from Chicago, Illinois. This guy says I can't wrestle. Oh, okay. Oh, he met you, Brandy.
I'd rather watch Tom Brandy. Shout out, Patriot.
Wait, isn't he also a pro wrestler back in the day?
Tom Brandy?
Oh, no, it's Bondi.
Bondi, yeah.
Tom Bondi. There was a Tom Bondi back in WWE. Yeah. Back in old school Shotgun Saturday Night Days. I don't know how I remembered.
That's like the elite jobbers right there. Those are like the elite jobbers.
Oh. Shout out Barry Horowitz.
Well, okay, hold on. Wait, maybe enhancement talent. Is that a difference? Okay, that's a different segment. We'll talk about that next
Completely
time.
Completely different segment, but yeah. We talked about NXT. Yeah, I think that's all I got.
I got one quick one, y'all.
Go for it.
All right. So the Stadium Series, Warrior Wrestling, right? They recently announced that the main event of the match is to be a banger. It was going to be Thunder Rosa versus Kylie Rae, the returning Kylie Rae.
Yeah.
That's their main event. They just announced that NWA pulled Thunder Rosa from the match. So now that won't be this one hits close to home because I wanted to go to that event. And I was excited for Thunder Rosa versus
Kylie Rae.
But now they took it away. So my only question to you guys is, what the fuck?
Yeah, because that was one thing I wanted to really go see. Because, you know, Thunder Rosa, okay, I'm not going to toot her own horn, but I will, whatever. She follows Get Your Podcast. She follows Get Your Podcast, okay?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so she follows us. She follows us.
Thank you very much for following.
And so, like, we want to support her because obviously, you know, we liked her always, you know. And Kylie Rae, this could be a potential her last match. Why not go out against Thunder Rosa? And damn it, NWA. I mean, why? You don't like Chicago? You don't like Chicago?
Billy Corgan, that's your city.
Yeah, exactly.
That's yeah, I know. Exactly, it. Man.
Be petty as mother trucker.
For real, Maybe the dude. Tickets go down a lot more now because I would be more inclined to go.
Did they go down? They still got a good list, though, regardless. But that's like – really good match, though. I mean,
who they're gonna replace them? Replace Thunder Rosa.
The
then.
Last event had Ty Conti. I'm hoping for a Ty Conti to show up or something. That would be awesome. That I would go, and I would get the VIP, and I would just hang out with her the whole time, be creepy as all hell, and try to get a creepy photo with her.
just gonna hip toss you.
Yeah, I would deserve it.
Yeah, well, let's plan on going to that.
I'm down. Let's do it. You know. Let's do it, y'all.
Everyone should be vaccinated by then, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, they still have a good social distancing there. So, like, with the whole, all the lawn chairs everywhere, they're all really far apart. So, yeah, it'd be good either way.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And trust me, if you guys need mask, you know where to go. Just Stitches, Facebook. That's my wife's company. Shout out.
That's true.
Yeah,
got the two White Sox ones.
I got the Bulls. I got the Bulls too. We got the Bulls.
Oh, we'll be selling like hotcakes now.
Oh that's yeah,
right. We get one of just Vucevic's face.
Him smiling.
Just his face.
Just a smile. So
the Wendell Carter ones are now half off.
Those are free. Those are free, basically.
You have to pay me for that? You have to pay me?
Yeah, those are the ones that are passed out in, like, events where, like, people forget to wear masks. They're, like, giving away for free. There you go.
Do you have some auto porters left?
If you need toilet paper, yes. Oh. 25 mil. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, my God. What a waste.
What a waste of money, I'm telling you. What's it called? Should we jump into the sway session?
Yeah.
And now, sweaty session.
For sure.
All right. Okay. All right, y'all. Sweaty session. We decided to bring back one of our favorite sweaty sessions where basically we do a rap promo as the wrestler, but we decided to do things a little bit differently. Basically, it's like we're going to be doing a rap battle against kind of a playoff of a current WrestleMania card. So basically, me and Jay will be doing Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair, and then Garn and Charlie, you guys are doing?
We're doing Roman Reigns and Edge.
And Roman Age is red. So, okay, so who wants to go first?
Ours is pretty long, so I don't
know. We can go, Justin, since yours is a little shorter. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, go for it. And so, wait, are we doing this? Are we doing bar for bar, or are we going to say all our bars at once?
No, I think
I go all at once.
I think all at once.
All at once? Okay.
It's like there's who knows like if you. If
well, first of all, I don't know if we can go bar for bar because I have mine's like long as hell, and I heard yours is short.
Well, I have like a couple. Yeah, we could go for. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter.
Unless I say like four bars to your. I don't know. We want to make this like a rap battle. Where is Mekhi Phifer when we need him with the dreads?
Yo, DJ, spin that shit.
DJ T-Rex.
But go ahead. Yeah. If you want to do all of the bars, you can do that. That's fine. I'll do the same thing.
Okay. So, like Justin said, Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair. I'm Sasha Banks, and I'm apparently the underdog going into this match, even though I'm the title holder. So, I'm going to build this match up going into Mania by saying this rap. So, I'm going to start off with this chorus. Had a dream, hadn't made it. Bianca to win, she must be all faded. Her only shot is to hope and pray. Okay, so when it comes to Mania, it's the cream of the crop. It's me, Becky, Charlotte, Asuka, and that's where the list stops. Because you're not on our level, not even the slightest. You're still a mid-carder, should be feuding with Ruby Riott. But instead, here you are with that fake-ass ponytail. You need that extension or that career with will fail. Because that gimmick, I'm about to throw a fit. If I want to see you whip your hair back and forth, I'll just listen to Willow Smith. And your man, Montez, he's eyeing me for sure. Like he wants to give a new meaning to the term backstabber. And if I want your marriage to have a stir, I'll get him in between my legs and let that Ford explore her. You know, and although you got a Ford, your career is a Geo Metro. When your NXT feuds are Shayna and Nikki Cross, all I gotta say is get Joe. And when I rip that ponytail off, you'll need to wear a fedora, and I'll smother you with my crabs when I hit you with the meteora.
Ooh.
And when I hit the bank statement, that's gonna be a wrap. And then I'll celebrate in bed with Mikazi where he'll make me tap.
Yo, that was dope. That was too good, man. Yo, I don't even know if I'm ready for this. All right, here we go. I'm Bianca Belair. Okay, here we go. I'm getting trained by Anderson Silva, striking your face like a King Cobra. Hit you so hard that you'll be asking for Vince to release you like Andrade and Zelina Vega. I'm training hard, lifting, running track, doing CrossFit. But I see how you be doing, taking these broke-ass model pics when you be really looking like Seabiscuit.
Oh, that's Seabiscuit.
Check me out. My strength is like Big Papa Pump. You see how I got my flex? I'm all natural build, not like that lame Lex Express. I got the stamina. I got the power. Your match is something you need to rethink. But instead, you doing the Mandalorian when you really look like Jar Jar Binks. I hit you hard. I hit you hard. You fall to the ground holding your knee. You be screaming, why me? Like Tonya Harding before she hit the ice ring. Okay, the last thing I don't get about you, Sasha, is that I don't get what you do to your hair. Does your girl have epilepsy? You change your hair color as many times as Jeff Hardy goes into rehab therapy.
Oh.
And that's it.
Dang.
And that Seabiscuit line out, yeah. Kind of like Mick Foley. Oh, yes. Yeah. That stings a little.
Oh, right.
There you go, man. Twitter will make a voter.
Yeah. Finger snaps.
All right. Cool.
Both were good.
All right. Me and you, Charlie. I'll start first because I know you're going to have a banger after this. So
we'll see. The pressure's
we'll
on.
See.
Oh, God.
We're doing Roman and Roman Reigns and Edge. I'm Roman and Charlie's Edge, but I did a slight twist on mine. I'm going to be playing three characters. I'm going to be Paul Heyman, Jey Uso, Roman Reigns. So, all right, here we go.
Let's go. And
I need to drop the beat because I cannot do it with a beat in this one. So DJ D-Rec, drop the beat. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. I represent the current reigning and defending champ, Roman. Congrats, Edge, on your Rumble win. You went really far. But this is Roman Reigns we're talking here, and this is his yard. You are blind by your ego. Is not clear on this day. I could talk more about this, but I'm just gonna pass it along to my Oos J. Yo, my cuz will destroy you, shorten your life. You should have picked the NXT champ so you could say goodbye to your own wife. Oh yes, Beth Phoenix, we all are on the know. She thinks you're a sweetheart, but has she seen your Raw sex show? You have Beth at home, but Lita is in your bed. Roman's gonna break your neck and turn you to an Edge bobblehead. All right, now I'm Roman here. All right, Oos. You could take a step back. This is my ring, my show, my yard. I carry everything on my back. You are all alone. No Gangrel, no Christian. Don't worry, I don't have my shield. But I will beat you down until you can't get up. Begging. You're going to be begging for me to yield. Edge, you are old, ancient, and you're very broken. I'm head of the table. This tribal chief has spoken.
Nice.
Okay.
Way to cap it off. Way to cap it off.
Okay.
Gotta have Paul Heyman and Jey Uso do my work before Roman
the
does
whole,
it.
The whole squad.
Yeah.
All right. I need to get into Edge mode for this one. I need to do a line of coke really quick. Hold on. All right. All right. Let's do this. So you want to mention Beth? That shit was not surprising. Roman, have peaked at this point. My stock is still Beth Phoenix rising.
Ooh.
You think that rhyme was tight? I think it was just aight. That was more AEW dark. It was not very bright. My turn to knock your teeth. Your new ones can be extra white. Roman, this is a rhyme that you'll never forget. I'll prove that your empire is fake. Shout out Jussie Smollett. First you tatted yourself up, maybe turned some heads. You might as well get some dreads, but it was only half done. That look didn't give you an edge. you're weak. You're no Big Red. You're just Mayor Kane. But mask off, broker. You can call me Al Roker because I predict Roman Reigns. I know all your moves. They bring me no fear. You're just a big dog that bit off my spear. And drive-bys, they don't work. You'll still be broke. I ain't talking guillotines when I say that you're going to choke.
Yo.
You might as well call Rikishi. He can hit me with a car, but he won't get far because I'm rated R. Unlike those stupid NRA fucks, I don't need an AR.
Well, that's just a real battle rap.
I'm bringing in Cousin Jay. That won't be for the best because I'm a harder exam than any sobriety test. So don't look at me with all that hate. Don't be mad at me because I can blow lower than a .08. Whatever. Bring the whole family. This Sunday service is free. I stand alone on this altar. I don't need Christians following me. Your ride ends at this station. I will feel that elation. WrestleMania 37 will be a live sex celebration. When the bright lights shine, I'ma flip that switch. You'll walk in a big dog, but you'll crawl out a little bitch. I'm still that killer. I'll never turn to leaf. I'm Tom Brady in this bitch, motherfucker. I'm about to raid this tribal chief. I'll take your title. I'll spoil your party. Then I'll take your bitch like I did Matt Hardy. And on that day, you'll see clearly that you'll regret fucking with me dearly.
Nice.
Nice.
Wow,
man.
That actually was good.
That's a real battle. That was a real battle. Right there.
I told you, like I was watching like battle raps. I was like, oh my god, these guys go way in there.
Yeah.
So
that was good. I like that. The Al Roker. I told you, Roman Reigns. I like that. That was smart.
Yeah.
That was smart. That
I
was
fucked
smart.
Up that line, but like, yeah, as long as you guys caught the bar.
I'm like, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, if you enjoyed this and you enjoy us, then follow us, subscribe, and check us out on the Get Your Podcast on the Twitter. Check out Get Your Podcast on the Instagram. Charlie, where can they find you, homie?
My name is Charlie B. I'm at Charlie B. Bad. If you didn't like that that poem, then my name is Vince. From Smack
It
Raw.
I don't
know. No, for real. Like, thank you for all you followers. You guys are great.
Yep. And shout out to everybody. Shout out to all our homies. And shout out to Daryl. Shout out to Judd. Guys, what do we do from now? I mean,
well, I'm glad we got the show, man. Because I'll be on the plane listening to the episode. You know, going to Miami. Maybe I'll run into Kenta there. Maybe I'll run into on my way to try to find a Bang Bros filming session out there. I'll see if I can find
that unmarked van or bus.
Yeah. Bang bus.
Yeah.
Is this a fake taxi?
Well, sorry, but yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, this is a good episode. Good raps by all of us, man. We're all creative, show. You know.
Yep. And good job, Garn. This was your first time doing the rap with us, so shout out to you, homie.
Thank you.
Round of applause. But yeah, guys, we're out of here. We'll see you next week. Take care, y'all. Stop the Asian hate.